Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on October 13 regarding Aliyah, A-L-I-H, Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. Aliyah Henry is a 27-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1-6-22. During that occasion, she slipped and fell on black ice in the parking lot. It appears she did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. She believes she injured her left hip, comma, left wrist, comma, left ankle, comma, back and neck, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. It appears she went to two different urgent care centers, the second of which recommended she see a neurosurgeon. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be final diagnosis of sprain, comma, strain, comma, spasms, comma, and fluid on her wrist. Apparently she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. For the rest of the section is normal. As per her claim petition, Ms. Henry alleged she slipped and fell, injuring her neck, comma, back, comma, left leg, comma, left ankle, comma, and left wrist. Her treatment records show she was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell on 1/19/22. Period. She told him after the fall she went to Rothman Urgent Care and had x-rays of the lumbar spine and left hip. That showed no fractures. She then went to Atlantic Care Urgent Care in Berlin and was told she needed treatment for her injuries. Period. He diagnosed her with neck pain and low back pain. Period. She had no objective findings on physical exam. Period. She should obtain complete x-rays of the lumbar and cervical spine and undergo a course of physical therapy. Period. She was going to return in 4 weeks, bring her imaging with her. Period. She was recommended to follow up with endocrinology to monitor her pituitary adenoma status post-resection under her personal insurance. Period. Additionally, headaches would not be related to the work injury. Period. Ms. Henry returned to Dr. Mitchell on 2/21/22. Period. He reviewed various x-rays and reports that will be inserted as marked. He again recommended a course of physical therapy. Period. On the visit of /3/22/22, he recommended MRI of the cervical and lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph on 4/7/22. She underwent these studies to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner returned to Dr. Mitchell on 4/14/22 to review these results. Period. He noted in the interim she had been seen by Dr. McAlpin for her left hip, wrist, and ankle. He prescribed physical therapy for those body parts. She completed 12 weeks of physical therapy that helped with her left ankle. Dr. McAlpin recommended a left wrist splint. She was taking tizanidine and meloxicam as needed. Period. Dr. Mitchell recommended an evaluation for possible cervical and lumbar injections, although she wished to avoid them. Period. She had little relief with meloxicam 15 milligrams, so he electronically prescribed celecoxib 200 milligrams twice a day. As needed, period, she was going to stop the meloxicam. Period. She was scheduled for a tonsillectomy on 5/11/22. occurred. In paragraph on 4/18/22, she was seen by hand specialist Dr. Recant. Pretty diagnosed mild left wrist extensor tendonitis. Pretty had the opportunity to review a wrist MRI that report with no fracture or dislocation. Period. That study was done on 4/6/22 to be inserted. Period. The paragraph, Ms. Henry was seen by pain specialist Dr. Paul. Period. According to a quick note dated 6/21/22, she had reached maximum medical improvement and was discharged from his curative full duty without restrictions. Period. In paragraph on 5/5/22, she saw Dr. Paul, who works with Dr. Mitchell. Period. He thought she sustained cervical lumbar sprain, and her symptoms are muscular in nature. Period. He did not recommend cervical or lumbar facet injections or epidural injections. Period. He adjusted her medications and advised her to return to Dr. Mitchell as scheduled the following day. With her imaging studies, appears she did see Dr. Mitchell again on 5/6/22 and reported 10-20% overall improvement with physical therapy and home exercise program. Period. He reiterated she did not have any objective findings on physical exam. Period. Accordingly, as a result of the fall at work on 1/6/22, she sustained cervical and lumbar strains. Period. She had not obtained meaningful improvement and has been symptomatic for over 2 months. Period. The cervical and lumbar MRIs were unremarkable. Period. She had been evaluated by pain management, who found there was no focal pain generator for which to target with injections. Period. Dr. Mitchell opined she could continue working in her current capacity and advance to perform all of her job duties. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. There was mild tenderness palpation at the superior aspect of the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrist, elbows. She had a positive Tenel sign at the right wrist, which was negative on the left. Period. Shoulder maneuver is normal. Extremities lower. Many muscle testing was 4+. Resisted left hamstring strength and 5- for plantar flexor strength, both of which seem to be volitionally limited. Period. Left quadriceps and extensalis longest strength was 5/5. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5 throughout the remaining muscle groups of the lower extremities. Feet and ankles normal. Cervical active flexion was 35 degrees, comma, extension 50 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation to 50 degrees. Period. Bilateral side bending was full to 45 degrees. Period. There was mild tenderness of palpation about the right trapezius and paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Thoracic, there was tenderness in the midline at T7. Lumbosacral, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and actively flexed at 80 degrees. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. There was tenderness at the left, at the lumbosacral junction, comma, left sciatic notch, comma, right sacroiliac joint, comma, and left parivertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the corresponding opposite sides. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 85 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions on 1/6/22, Aaliyah Henry slipped and fell on an icy parking lot at work. Period. She went to few different urgent care centers, and then saw a researcher, Dr. Mitchell, beginning 1/19/22. Period, he initiated her on conservative therapeutic measures. Period, she underwent several diagnostic studies, including MRIs of the body areas that will be inserted here. Period, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Paul, who opined injections were not indicated and she did not want to pursue them anyway. Period. Eventually, she was released from care to return to full duty. Period. In the paragraph, and put this back where it should go chronologically in the summary of records. On 4/4/22, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin. Period. She was attending physical therapy 3 times per week for her wrist. Period. She completed therapy for the hip and ankle. Period. He recommended an MRI of the left wrist and diagnosed sprain of the anterior talofibular ligament of the left ankle, common contusion of the left hip, common contusion of the left wrist. Period. The only area about which they agreed to pursue treatment was the wrist, so an MRI was done. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner's current clinical exam was quite unremarkable. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability attributable to the neck, comma, back, comma, left leg, comma, left ankle, comma, left wrist, or hand. Period. Period. In this matter, she sustained soft tissue injuries that have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. End.